It wasn't kind of like heading into the fourth quarter.
You know, I wasn't sure. Our team is still trying to figure ourselves out, and we need games like this to hopefully build that reserve and that foundation. And I wasn't sure which way we were going to go tonight, but guys hung in there collectively. A lot of guys stepped up individually, and we gave ourselves a chance to win down the stretch.
Let's see, Nash.
What do you notice just about your role, comfort level once you got on the floor?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. You know, I mean, I actually thought it would be a lot worse. After so many weeks out and so much inactivity, you know, there's no replicating the game of basketball. So, you know, to play 40 minutes after basically 7 weeks out, it was more than I could ask for. And I got through it and actually felt in a decent rhythm out there.
Are you able to get a sense just now how it feels? Or you just kind of have to wait?
From the injury?
Yeah.
The injury?
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel positive about it. We'll see tomorrow, but I feel pretty positive. It didn't give me too much trouble. There's some pain and soreness, but I'm getting used to that, and I think that's going to be there for a while as it completely heals.
See, did you feel a lot of pressure coming back? As everybody expects you to come in and like right the ship immediately?
I think that I'm not oblivious to what people are saying and what is expected in a lot of corners, but you know, for me, I try to embrace pressure, and I think when you look back on your career, you know, it's playing with pressure and playing in key moments that you're gonna miss, so you might as well make the most of it while it's here, because it's not something that we're gonna face, you know, the rest of our lives. So I try to embrace it and try to allow it to test my my skill and toughness, and so. You know, I think after 17 years, I can understand and maybe deal with it. And, you know, we got a long way to go before we're a good team. But, as far as the pressure on me goes, you know, I don't look at this as like, you know, I'm the savior. Our team's still trying to form, and hopefully I can help that process. But if we become a great team, it's not, you know, down to me. And, you know, if we don't, it's not down to me either.
What do you have to do now on a daily basis to continue to rehab the leg?
I just have to continue to prepare to play and strengthen my body so that I can prevent injury and so that I'm not compensating for the leg. And as soon as that leg gets stronger and I can, you know, take the demands and ask of it in the game in a lot of different situations, the less opportunity to have compensatory injuries or to slow myself down. So I got to prepare and be diligent every day to make sure that I get my body in the right kind of condition to not only play but to recover.
Everybody's going to call you the savior now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Lakerland, I don't think one win is the savior, but we got a long way to go, and like I said, it's not down to me if we do it, and it's not down to me if we don't. We got to collectively find a way to get it done.
Is there just more pressure in general, just given how much talent there is on this team with yourself and also the experience with Kobe and Dwight Howard?
Yeah, I suppose. But I think what we're learning is that it doesn't matter how much talent you have. We've seen it before in this league. You know, it's about how you put it together, and you got to continue to win loose ball battles and box out and, you know, hustle back on defense and do all the little things that have nothing to do with talent. And those are the areas, as much as anything, where we've been losing this year.
You don't have any pain right now?
Yeah, I mean, there's some soreness and pain, but, it's right now it's okay. It's manageable, and as long as it's manageable tomorrow, you know, we'll just keep going.
When Golden State was going around the second quarter, what sense do you get as far as what was making it difficult to stop?
You know, we just, I can barely remember it now, but, you know, obviously they were making threes, and they were getting baskets in transition, and, you know, we... You know, I think we had a few turnovers, and you know, we just got kind of in a rut there. But that's going to happen. You know, I think it's a game of runs. But for us, it's just being solid. You know, little things, winning the hustle plays, getting back in transition. You know, if we do that, I think our offense will score enough points, and our defense will get enough stops. But if we don't get back in transition, we don't win the rebound battle or the loose ball battle. You know, it doesn't matter how much talent we have.
What do you think about the defense right now?
Yeah, I mean, tonight it wasn't very good. First quarter was pretty good. Dwight got in foul trouble. I think we got a little tired or something, but we switched off a little bit. We gave him too much space. They made us pay. You know, when Dwight came back, we were a little better, but we also got into guys more and got more determined. And that's been, I think, more than anything, is our downfall defensively, is just not hustling back on defense, not being solid, not, you know, being proactive and getting in positions to stop easy baskets. And I think some of that's down to the turnovers, but, you know, some of that's also just, you know, not taking enough pride in it.
All right, thanks, guys. Too long to be nervous about the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good to have some nerves and anxiety.
You were a little nervous?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. When I get out there, I'm not really nervous, but, you know, the excitement of wanting to play, I think it's healthy. You know, it means you enjoy it and you want to do well.